Thank you very much, Eric. Merci beaucoup. The young people in our Holocaust Memorial Day workshops have responded with their own stories in poetry, imagining what it would be like to have that knock at the door, to have to flee from home in order to survive, just as we've heard from both Eva and Eric. Now, here are some powerful pieces for you to hear, written and performed by Cambridge School students.
My name is Helen.
I'm Sanjana, and my poem is called Voices That Come and Voices That Go.
Voices that come, voices that go. Father said, believe in yourself. I'll miss that.
The sun comes up, the sun comes down. Mother said, just get going. I'll miss that.
The tanks roll by, the guns shoot away. Samika said, Akka, I love you. I'll miss that.
Bridges are built, bridges are broken. Grandpa said, try hard and you will achieve your goals. I'll miss that.
Waves slowly ebb, waves slowly fall. Grandma said, anything is possible. I'll miss that.
Voices that come, voices that go. Everyone said, we'll be there for you. I'll miss that.
A lot.
My name is Daisy and my poem is called Flying Like a Wren. Suddenly my brain takes a trip down memory lane. Devastation fills my life, embedding through my chest like a knife. All the light drains from my face, pulling me into another place. Time falling, falling down, dragging across my face a frown. Please, just let me escape this nightmare. But of course, life is never fair. Please, can I just go back home? But all life can give me is a moan. Then I'm falling, falling again. And now I'm flying like a wren.
My name's Ramon, and my poem title is When There Was War. When there was war, there was hunger. When there was hunger, there were deaths. When there were deaths, there was misery. When there was misery, there was few that hoped that the war would end and peace would rule the world again.
My name is Gwen and my poem's called Taken Away. Big bang at the door, crashing in, taken away. Shouting voices echoing in the darkness, taken away. Growling guards, torn away, taken away. Trains whistling, screaming silence, taken away. The smell of fear filling the air, taken away. Towering terror, anguish, anger, taken away. The desperate faces, the last faces they'd ever make, taken away.
My name's Yekta, and my poem's called Where Did the Place I Called Home Go? Banging on the door, my mother alarmed. I saw the fear in her eyes, tears starting to run down her face. She told me to pack 50 kilos only and to bring donuts for my dad. I realized that all my dreams and accomplishments were going to fade away. All I wanted to do was stay. A flame of upset and anger roared in my stomach, making it hard to breathe, think. My face was already getting crinkled like paper from my frown, permanent on my face. A few hours later, I was on a packed train. My dreams of becoming a lawyer had turned into the dreams of a sip of water, a crust of bread. What had I done? Why was I here? Where was I going? The train comes to a halt, and corpses lie around me. I sense the starvation in their ghostly faces. In front of me, a gate that opens to thousands of huts, brick walls, and smoking chimneys that smelt of flesh. Where did the place I called home go?